Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
The biggest story of the day. The reason why we have 75 purple cupcakes in a break room.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the ESPN not being on Spectrum again.
That is huge,
nobody
dude.
Is talking about it. It's
huge news.
We did it last night. It's top story.
Facts.
For that guy.
I know. No, huge news. If you are listening to our sister station, literally 5 feet from us right here next door in our cluster, Hot 101.5, it was like there was a broken CD or record. It was just playing this song over and over again. Some song was just looping. I don't even know the name of the song. Never heard it before. But it was just playing on a loop for 24 straight hours. And I did some investigation, Will. And apparently, in radio, that's a little thing called stunting. Stunting is the move. Mm-hmm. Classic radio move from the 80s and 90s. Normally attributed to a format change. Now, you already kind of knew because you got some sort of, pay radio subscription that I don't have
no,
or something.
No, I don't have that. I read the part until it was paywalled.
Ah.
So it said there was some suspicion that it was going to be taking place.
But. So format change possibility for Hot 101.5, which was like dance and hip hop for the last decade or whatever.
Yeah, it was like pop
music.
Station,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Anything from Justin Bieber to rap music, you know, all that stuff. But not no more. As of noon today, a whole new vibe, if you will. Now it's 101.5, the vibe.
Very sensual.
All R&B, baby. I was listening to it a little bit today when I was running around. And I was like, okay, this is way more my style. So not that I didn't like 101.5 before, but it was times where it wasn't really vibing with me. Now, 105.5 to vibe, baby. Now, I wonder if I can get a job over there, right?
Maybe.
Because that does seem to fit my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I was joking with Spike before he left. And I was like, man, I can't believe they didn't offer Mo a job since he's like the old black guy on the station. Besides Spike. And Mo knows music and stuff. And Spike's like, you think Mo knows anything about black music? And I was like, that's a good point. I mean, he does. He knows about all music, honestly, except for maybe country. But man, I think I could really rock this out. You know what I mean? Because I have that alter ego that comes out of me sometimes, even when I'm not trying, Will.
Do you want to do a, what do you call that? A
post
track?
Up?
Yeah, post up.
Oh, I could definitely do that, man. Hold on.
Are you going to keep the name? I guess Johnny B would,
oh,
would work.
Oh, all day long, baby. Wait, this is a little too dancey. Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
Welcome, everybody. It is 105.5 The Vibe.
Nope. Hold on. 101.5.
101.5
The Vibe.
Oh, okay, hold on.
101.5.
Okay. My bad, dude. I'm sorry. I'm nervous, dude.
I know. It's tough. Live audition.
Good afternoon. It's your boy Johnny B with Afternoon Drive on The Vibe. We're going to take you back to the sexiest dudes of the 90s. It's Jodeci. Come and talk to me.
That was good.
Huh?
Pretty good.
Hell yeah. Hold on. I could do this all day. 101.5 The Vibe. It's your boy Johnny B. We're going to keep you crying a river. Here's one of the only honky-ass cracker bitches on this station. But everybody loves him. It's JT. Is that too much?
With the racial slur?
No, I think it's okay. I mean,
I think it's okay because it's a white guy, right? I could do that?
Yeah.
Sing it, honky.
I don't think they'll know that, though, right?
What do you mean?
They don't have a... Do they have, like, a Bone TV in the 51015 studio?
I sure hope so.
Okay.
That'd be good if they did, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be a little too dancey for the vibe.
Yeah, I don't think this would be on the vibe. It was like real deal R&B.
Yeah, dude. Like real deal. Holyfield.
Not like new stuff. It was like very... I was getting horny.
I know, me too. To it. Bonered up like crazy. Oh, yeah. We're late night, baby. 101.5 The Vibe. You know who it is. It's your boy, Johnny B. Keeping you sexy.
Can I try one?
Oh, yeah, but you got to do it in that style, though. You can't be, you know okay. What I mean? All right, hold on. Let me see what I got for you here. You ready?
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's Big Willie, baby. I'm horny as hell. I hope you are, too.
Yes!
For all the horny folks out there.
Jobs. We're getting new jobs.
Getting all chubbed up.
Call this John Brennan. We're quitting tonight, dude.
This is some black guys saying very sexy.
Jenna, are you listening? Jenna!
Stay horny, Tampa Bay. Big Willie out.
Yes! It is Jenna, right? That's her thing. Yes! Oh, my God, dude. You're a natural, Will.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Holy hell, buddy.
It's pretty much going to be that every break.
Good morning, everybody. It's your boy, Johnny B, with your morning drive, keeping you feeling sexy and alive.
Yeah, baby, 101.5 to 5. It's my jam.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm done with the bone, baby.
I'm off the bone. I'm on the
done, vibe. Bro.
I'm too horny for this station.
You know what I'm saying? I'm too sexy for this station.
I am moist everywhere for the vibe, baby.
Good evening, everybody. It's your boy, Johnny B, on Tampa Bay's number one sexy station, 101.5 The Vibe. Here's my boy, Alan Stone. Let's go.
Let's go! Bye-bye, John Brennan!
You know, he's still your program director over there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. John Brennan, I'm next door! I love you!
Oh, man.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you this evening?
Yes, this is the Eva. I've talked to you before. I'm a transgender woman with a mustache. The new station is 101.5 The Rainbow. I think you'll fit right in, Johnny.
I mean, I'd be okay with that if they would give me a contract.
And by the way, Will, you need to go to fiber optics. Go to Fios because you'll have no problems with your internet, and you could probably get a new account for $60 a month.
Okay, I'll look into that. Thank you, sir. Or ma'am.
Oh, sorry. My God, Will. I apologize
baby.
For that.
Thank you, my baby.
I really do apologize. You deserve better today.
Yes, baby.
Yes,
all
baby.
Right. Bye, sweetness.
I made you breakfast, by the way.
There you go. Hold on. Let's see. just in case this person's right. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Oh,
it's 101.5 The Rainbow. It's me, Johnny, but you can call me Sexy Man. Oh, I hope the vibe stays. Johnny B. Show, what up? What up? Yo, what up?
Hello, Johnny.
That's me. What's up?
Yeah, you look great on the bone, man. I mean, you said you were at 260, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting at 261 this morning.
Yeah, well, it comes and goes, but you look great. Just keep it going.
Thanks, man.
Will, yep. Will, I was wondering about the your Birkenstocks. Did you get the quartz sealer for it?
What, I don't know what that is, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is this still the transgender?
No. That's good. Seriously, I bought a pair of Birkenstocks, and I didn't put the quartz sealer on it, and it fell apart in like a year. So I suggest you to get that. And just one thing, do you have Verizon?
No, I don't, but I'm getting recommended Verizon right now. The last transgender person.
I mean, is there a store near you? Because I got a store like literally a half mile away. You got to watch out for those towers, the 5G towers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got the 5G tower like literally a half mile away, and I get about 100, megabytes a second. And
is that good or bad?
Pure wireless. It's good. Okay. No, it works. It's like
100 30, works.
Whatever works. But yeah, I mean, just go to Verizon. I mean, they'll try to sell you like 1,000 different things. You just say you want the internet, and that's it.
Yeah, right. I actually just looked, and my address is not covered by Verizon Fios.
Just move out of St. Pete. It's dumb.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me, though. I mean, there was nothing. And then out of the blue, it was available. So just keep it up. I mean, you can always use your phone, too, for backup. Because when we had hurricanes, I used my phones as a Wi-Fi hotspot. And
yeah,
it worked
dude.
Great.
Yeah, bro.
True that.
Good call.
True that.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for looking at me.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Right. Happy Pride.
I'm not looking at you right now.
Happy Pride, buddy. Happy Pride. Johnny B. Shaw, how can I help you?
Hello?
What up, man? What up, Tarpon
Springs? Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
The guy, he should have just left it at that 101.5, the rainbow, trans with a stash.
Cool.
Great stuff.
It's 8:22 in the p.m. Where you at right now? Hopefully ready to make some love. It's 101.5 The Vibe.
Oh, yeah. I'm still horny, baby, and I'm still your Big Willie in the house. Nice. I'm talking over the song. I don't even care. I just want to tell you how horny
you're
I
so
am.
Horny, it doesn't matter.
Oh, moist and horny, baby.
Oh, moist?
Yep.
I like it.
You got something for everybody. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, dude, I know exactly what you're saying, dude. Oh, my God.
I'm trans, poly, and bi, baby.
It's your boy, Johnny B, 101.5 The Vibe. Yesterday, I
lost the battle. Come on. Who do I got to talk to around here? Jason Meter, let's make this happen.
I mean, I think you could just send an email, bro.
Okay.
I don't know what the, I was trying to find a website to see what the lineup was.
Right.
You know, who's going to be, obviously, we
probably
got
Ricky Smiley in the
Ricky
morning.
Ricky Smiley in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they have any.
I'm a comedian, just like Ricky Smiley. I'm a handsome, middle-aged black comedian, just like Ricky Smiley. I've actually worked with Ricky Smiley a long
time ago. I didn't
know
he was a comedian.
Yeah, I opened for him years ago at the Improv.
Okay.
He got into radio through comedy, just like Daddy. I like it.
It doesn't say what the lineup is yet, though. I can't find anything about it.
Guess who's listening and laughing her beautiful ass off right now?
Who?
Brittany Gonzalez.
Oh.
Aw, what a nice text. I love you.
Oh, Brittany Gonzalez, I'm horny.
Watch it, buddy. She's family.
I don't care. I am horny.
I mean,
I can't help it.
I don't blame you, dude.
It's the music. And Brittany.
Yeah. It's your boy, Johnny B, Tampa's number one R&B and only R&B station, 101.5, The Vibe. Let's get horny.
Everybody out there's corny, baby.
Brittany, tell Fort Myers to call me.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be in Fort Myers at the Laugh-In. October 28th, one night only, two shows. Make sure you come out. You know why? Because I'm so horny.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm going to be horny in Fort Myers.
I'm vibing. I'm horny. It's 101.5 The Vibe.
Oh, God. I love it. This is really going to be my favorite station. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hey, bud.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, man. Don't get no doggone T-Mobile internet.
Why?
Really?
Does it make you not
so
horny?
Man, it's garbage, man.
Oh, man. Now, what do you like?
Yeah, do you game? Because I heard it's okay as long as
I
don't game.
I actually work for Comcast.
Okay. Oh, so you a homer, huh?
You, I don't know what you get in your area, but do not get that T-Mobile, man.
Are they giving you bonuses to call in and say this stuff?
No, sir.
All right, then.
Is Comcast any good? I hear nightmares about Comcast.
Comcast, man, the service is good. It's just customer service, man.
Yeah,
the customer service is garbage.
I understand. Hey, can you come out there and can you come out there and Comcast all over Will?
If you do not have any Spectrum, Comcast, Frontier, if you don't have any of that, man, get Starlink.
Starlink, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elon Starlink. Musk. That's
you got to pay
Jeff Bezos.
No, it's Elon.
Elon Musk. I'm sorry.
You got to pay like $600 to start.
Well, don't be a bitch, Will. Don't be a bitch, Will. You spend that on a bottle of bourbon.
No, I definitely do not. I wish I could.
All right. Thanks for the information, Comcast. Hell yeah.
That sucks. I was hoping that the T-Mobile thing would work out.
It's going to be all right, baby. We're vibing. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Johnny and Will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm horny.
Yeah, we're horny.
Do I need to bring a bucket of water down to the studio? What is going on?
We're already moist,
I'm horny and
hell
moist.
Hell yeah.
I get in the car, and I'm like, what are they doing?
We're vibing, baby. We're auditioning for our sister station, and I mean sister with an A at the end. 101.5 The Vibe. Hell yeah, let's get horny.
This is Mindy. Hi.
Hey, Mindy. Oh, what you wearing, Mindy?
Yoga pants.
Oh, hell yeah.
Horny. Yoga pants.
Come on now. Daddy likes that. When you think about yoga pants, what does it make you feel like?
Oh, it makes you feel so horny, Daddy.
Yeah, right, it does. Gotta live your life, horny man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I will admit, you know, I drive for Uber and I was excited about so during commercials, of course, when I'm not listening to the boat, I put on the vibe and I had a young man in the back seat and I was like, I'm not sure if this song is appropriate.
Well, tell that dude not to be so goddamn nerdy. You know what you should have did? You should have spun your sexy face around and said, does this not make you horny, young man?
I guess I need to get a YouTube camera just in case.
Damn right, girl. You might be driving Uber, but right now, me and Will, we're driving boners.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling all the way through the radio.
We're vibing. I'm vibing. He's vibing. You're vibing. Everybody in Tampa Bay's vibing tonight. That's right. Make it sexy. Make you feel all right. I'm Johnny B. Trying to get a new job. I feel like I'm getting robbed, getting sucky at night. All goddamn life. I don't know what to do, but you know it's tight. 101.5 The Vibe. Everybody kicking it. JB's like, oh, Mindy, don't talk over my rap. What the hell are you doing? Oh, what the crap? I'm just kidding, baby. You know I'm getting really horny. What's going on? Hey,
I may have to go home now.
Go home. You know what you got to do to yourself when you get home, baby.
That's right. Right by the dresser.
Yikes.
Nice.
Okay.
Always on call.
All right, that's fine. All right, that's good. Hey, Will, I just remembered, I think my wife's in the car going to the store. I hope she's not getting mad because I'm getting people horny. Bye, Mindy. This is great. This is our show now.
Good stuff.
Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
The only name you need to know, Johnny B. for 101.5 The Vibe.
I like that. It didn't rhyme, but it was still sexy. Johnny B. Show with Johnny B. and Sexy Will. How can we help you?
Oh, Daddy, I need forgiveness. You got me vibed up, man.
What's wrong?
Help it, man. I'm pleasuring myself now to
that's
dirty
weird.
Dancing.
Oh, that's weird,
I'm taking Red Dawn to the next level. I'm peeing in my neighbor's radiators, man. You got to help me. Help me,
my
Daddy.
God, you're going full Patrick Swayze, brother. You can't do it.
Oh, brother, you have no idea. It's like, give a whole new meaning to Red Dawn.
My goodness. My goodness, sir. Nobody puts baby in the corner. You understand.
Baby, I ain't working no more, man.
Let it turn to something else. Let it turn, Maddie.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.